This morning's reading, once again, is from the Prophecy to the Races of Man, chapter 66, A Holy Family. And the illuminated of God must join together in community as of one family in Christ. Each member of this holy family is wedded to God and the light, liberated from the earth, joined in a community in which each is immortal, dedicated to the service of God. And all the world will be attracted to the light of each giving of their love and affection. The whole earth will fall at the feet of the enlightened person in Christ, and as a king or a queen, that person shall command all things of the earth. But as all goodly kings and queens, each shall be a servant to man, sharing, enlightening, and even giving of their own life, so that all men and women everywhere, being part of the kingdom of God, will know of the teachings. If a man or a woman enlightened of Christ be not the master of material things, then material things must master them. Therefore, let each enjoy all things of the earth as their rightful inheritance, for life passes away quickly, and all things of the earth are of little importance except for comfort's sake. For when the soul leaves the earth, it takes nothing of a material nature with it, save the memory of it. Therefore, let each member of the community enjoy all things in common, which shall belong not to the members, but to the community, for all things are accumulated for all and not one. And if each member of the community live in this manner, each shall enjoy liberation from want. For the man or woman who enjoys the basic needs of life, food, water, shelter, and beauty, leaves the earth with hands open, wanting nothing of this earth save permission to leave in peace. It is to be remembered that only the poor desire material things. Therefore, let each member of the community live in comfort, for to want those few needs of the body, which the earth supplies in plenty for all, is ignoble and humiliating for the sons and the daughters of God. God never intended for man to want, and for this reason the earth gives in abundance. It is only those ruled by the powers of darkness who exploit the needs of man, denying him the needs of the body, and by so doing make commerce of man the bearer of the human spirit. God gives to man the bounties of the earth as he gives life. To what use man puts these gifts is of his own doing, not God's. Therefore, let all members of the community free themselves from the bondage of others who would wield a power over them by claiming ownership of goods. For I say unto you, it is not good for men and women of God to be governed by such as these. Therefore, the community must accumulate material goods in order to sustain its members. It is good and proper that responsible men and women of the community accumulate material goods wisely, so speculators and manipulators of currencies and products and materials be not in control of the destinies of community members. Provide for the members against all adversities, plagues, famines, depressions, wars, and catastrophes. In this way, the community shall be above the ways of the material world. And if all material goods are lost, let the members of the community replenish them, laughing and making merry, For all material goods are easily replaced by work and effort. And one member's life, dignity, and well-being are of more importance than all the material goods held by the community. Each should remember that the love and fellowship enjoyed by members is the true goal of life and not the accumulation of material goods. With love and fellowship together, all things are possible upon the face of the earth, wherein dwells the Spirit and Word of God in the light thereof. People who build their lives around material needs at the loss of spiritual needs are of all people miserable. For when material goods are lost, all is lost. And when the body passes away, life is lost forever to them. Be not of this kind, for to seek gain for gain's sake, to be greedy, wanting more than one can use, to seek power over others, to exert one's will over others, to rule unjustly, all of these are things of darkness and lead to spiritual want, emptiness of spirit, and utter misery in the end. For even if those who have lived unjustly die happy in the knowledge that they have ruled over others, or accumulated goods at the expense of others, the smile on their lips shall be erased with the darkness that comes to the soul. For they have gained the world at the loss of their own soul. This is an act of ignorance so gross that only sickness of mind and spirit could be held responsible. Let the community give refuge to all who come to its doors to learn according to the laws and statutes and codes of the order. And if such will not abide by these laws, then they shall be turned away. For it is good that there be good order in the community, remembering that all crime is the result of want and sickness of mind and spirit. Let those in responsible position in the community determine who shall join the family that God would inspire through the light of his being. Only the enlightened of Christ can live in community. All others would exploit the goodness therein so as to weaken and corrupt it. All such belong to the world and not to the community, and the two are separate. Therefore, let the community establish goodly order for its own sake, that it may labor in the world, so God's order may be established on earth. Remember that to live in community means to serve God. Those of the world serve themselves. Therefore, teach each to exemplify the light in their daily lives, so the community may be preserved. In order for man to change, he must alter his way of life. He cannot accomplish this alone, only in community. A new standard of life must be created. Education of the members is important if they are to elevate themselves above the world and not fall prey to it with the awakening of the soul. For with the beginning of enlightenment, great powers manifest in the mind and spirit. It is as if man were made to roar with energy, which has been denied him, and energy must be controlled. Knowing this, let the Holy Family serve all of its members with love, understanding, tolerance, and above all else, responsibility. By these means, each will live with all needs of the body, mind, and spirit fulfilled, living in trust, dignity, and fellowship. The system has been laid down. Men and women must live it in community. Life in the community is one of a new state of beingness, unknown to ordinary men and women of any religion, social system, or way of life. The few that commit themselves to community shall be of all people blessed of God. Once the Holy Family assembles, it will be the beginning of the new creation on earth, and God shall empower it with all goodness and abundance, wisdom and knowledge of both the earth and heaven, which no priesthood or kingdom has ever enjoyed since the beginning of the creation. For the community shall possess the keys to earthly and heavenly happiness. And let each member of the community understand, above all else, that members of the community are related by the light and not by blood. This relationship shall be stronger than that of the flesh. And let each understand that if one leaves the community, the light ceases to bind them to the community and to the light and to God. For God is one, the light is one, the community is one, all members of a holy family whose heartbeat is the Messianic Son, whose light links all together. Let all members honor the family of God above everything else. For when one is born of light and takes on the nature of godliness, one forever stands apart from other men and women. Once illuminated, one must live with others of light. And to leave that family is to be, of all people in the world, alone and pitiful. If this were not so, the holy teachers of ancient times would have remained with humankind to enlighten them. But the world killed them by the darkness thereof, for no being of light can endure this darkness for long. It was for this reason that I, the child, did leave the world and returned to the worlds of light wherein is light. The angels of God, holy men and women resurrected in light, former prophets and teachers, do not walk with man on earth for this reason. They walk with their fellows. Let each member of the community recognize this statute above all others for their life's sake.